Welcome to Amit Segal, Telegram. A lot happening today, folks. Naftali Bennett's trip to the hospital after feeling unwell is certainly top of mind.
Absolutely. It sounds like it was caught early, thankfully. The report from Mir Hospital says he underwent a catheterization procedure after feeling unwell during a workout. They say his condition is good, but he's staying for observation and treatment.
Good news. And, well, there's been a bit of political back and forth about it, too. Apparently, Asher Shkalim was the only coalition member to initially wish him well. The opposition, however, was quick to jump on that, sharing screenshots of their well wishes.
Right. It's a bit of a strange situation, isn't it? Politics can be so divisive, even in matters of health. Although I did see that Minister Arbel later wished Bennett a speedy recovery as well.
I saw that too. Interesting. Moving on, Segal had a legal victory today. A court ruled in his favor in a libel suit against Omer Nachmani, a political activist who spread false accusations against him.
Yes, a substantial win for Segal, both financially and in terms of clearing his name. It's a reminder of the consequences of spreading misinformation, especially in today's digital age.
Got it. And speaking of legal matters, Ronan Barr requested an extension for submitting his affidavit. There seems to be some speculation about the reason for the delay, possibly related to pressure on him not to retire next month.
Interesting development. We'll have to see what comes of that.
Shifting gears, Ben-Gvir made some strong statements at a prison service ceremony, talking about the death penalty and electric chair for terrorists. Definitely a controversial stance.
Yes, a highly charged topic for sure. And on a different note, there's been a significant military operation in southern Lebanon. The IDF reported striking Hezbollah infrastructure and a high-ranking Hezbollah operative involved in arms smuggling.
And following on that, Ben-Gvir criticized the IDF chief of staff's decision to dismiss the deputy commander of the Golani Reconnaissance Unit, calling it a grave mistake.
Lots of tension and disagreements, it seems. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
It seems like it. On a lighter note, the torchlighters for Independence Day have been announced, including Oren Smadja, Emily Damari, and Ben Shapiro. It's interesting that Segal actually interviewed Shapiro a few years back.
Yes, I saw that clip. A fascinating conversation. It's a small world, isn't it?
It is. And finally, the Attorney General weighed in on the minister's decision to halt funding to Haaretz newspaper, deeming it legally unacceptable. Minister Karai responded defiantly, urging the ministers to ignore the letter.
A complex situation with strong opinions on both sides. A lot to unpack there.
Definitely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Amit Segal Telegram. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye-bye.